Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is LaVon, founder of Urban Glory Campaign. And tonight there was supposed to be a music in key or in cue, but it didn't come forth. So I am going to start. Give me 1 second and let's pray. Let me get my earpiece and then we can get started. Let someone know that we're on live tonight and that they can tune in and listen to us. And we are going to study the word a little bit. I'm really going to give commentary tonight. So let's pray and ask for the Holy Spirit's assistance. In the deliberation. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you for this day, knowing that this is the day that you have made. We rejoice and are glad. We thank you for another opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. It is the authority of your word that gives me confidence to make boldly known the mysteries of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I do lean and depend on the Holy Spirit as educator and guide to give me clear articulation of speech and deliberation of thought as I make manifold known the wisdom of God. Holy Spirit, I say, have your way. Do what only you can do. Anoint the people's ears to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. And Father, in everything that shall be accomplished and revealed, you be glorified. For it is in the name of the Lord Jesus that we do praise you and give you glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. It is a delight to be on here and be able to share with you the word of God. And, you know, I was thinking about it. When was I going to come on and kind of share, you know, some of the changes that are taking place in the organization and where we're at as an organization, what you can do to support the organization and the like. And so some great things have taken place. And this is one medium. If you think that we are just an organization that exists off of just radio broadcast, you are sadly mistaken. We have several things that take place in this organization, and I think it's important that every once in a while we review it and share about it, you know. And so I'm going to take today to kind of give a glance into the life of Urban Glory, 20 years and beyond. And then I want to give a motivational speech about just keeping momentum, you know, because like I said, I don't know anybody that's my age that have held consistent with a ministry like this for this long. It doesn't mean that they're not out there. I just don't know anyone that has really held its course, and we've had some growing pains, and we're still developing, and we're still organizing. But just to think that we started in 1996, and some of the children that were babies and infants that were with their parents now, who were their parents were barely teenagers or early adulthood, they're now graduating from college. It lets me know that a generation has been affected, and now it's time for our generation to start implementing and empowering the next generation to continue. And so Urban Glory started in 1996, and it was the overflow. I started preaching in 1989, and then in 1995 I got my first ordination, and a year later I started a ministry with youth and young adults. We were in a choir, and from the choir, we had fellowships and Bible studies and prayer, and I would go and travel and speak, and we formed a little singing group, and from the singing group, we had other youth groups, and I was working in the ministry at the school system, started one of the first Bible studies that was approved by the school board in Fairfax County in 1997, and And a lot of things happened. It was successful all the way to 2001. I don't know after that, because by that time I was out of school and went to Bible college and went to Florida, did some things with different various churches, helped church plants, and ministered. I've ministered all over the United States, and I plan to do a lot more ministry. And so in 1989, makes that 26 years ago that I started my ministry. But in 2002, I believe, or in 2000 rather, in 2000, in November of 2000, the Lord had given me a name when I was in Germany at a trip singing for the National Philharmonics as a representative of the U.S. For a great, wonderful classical event. And the Lord, I was watching in Germany in a nice 5-star hotel room. It was very nice room. And I was watching there, and I was sitting in my room watching TV. And I was watching in Germany, them despise the United States based on some policies and very, very harsh and very cruel words were used on that very news presentation. And I remember saying, Lord, I didn't know that they hated the Americans, you know. And now we were, the group was a company with security and everything, so we were pretty safe. But it was just interesting, the tone and the harsh criticism of the European continent toward Americans. And I remember the Lord giving me encouragement and then saying, you will go to the ends of the earth and the earth will be filled with my glory. And there is where I heard for the first time urban glory, going from city to city and sharing the word of God. And not only sharing the word of God, but impacting the urban communities with the glory of God. And so it has been my endeavor to really exemplify and to empower our experiences, not only just with the preaching of the word, but with a culture that establishes a climate of glory, or a consideration to the weight and the attributes of God that cannot be denied. See, if anybody can get together and have a successful meeting, but not everybody can produce the glory and the weight of God. And so we've always endeavored to do that. And we knew from the onset that the difference would be the authentic relationships that we would develop in our ministry, because we were a family that were connected from diverse backgrounds. We didn't know each other. I call it the founding family, and it's really a group of young people that started with us. Some of them left, some of them are apart, and they're not just in leadership positions or anything like that. We've had more people come in since then and have supported the different things that we do, and we've actually impacted a lot of people in ministries, and so we have some goals, you know. But one of the things that is signature on our organization is the unity and the authentic relationships that are developed. You will have friends for a lifetime. You will experience God's love in a very uncommon way when you come in our presence, because we're all about treating God's people correctly, and not only God's people, but anybody. We believe in the display of unconditional love and uncommon unity and support. And so urban glory has five dimensions of influence. We influence through, of course, our radio broadcast. There's one, but we also have an educational component, which this consists of. A few years ago, back in 2002, we had a online Bible courses, and we've had institutes of Bible courses, and now we're transforming it into a very successful correspondence school, in addition to live campuses, to where we could train ministers and musicians and our ministry arts in the way of God. We have we've coined that department the Kairos Christian University, where people could actually come and get empowered and enlightened. Very, very reasonable prices for the courses. We've had some successful courses. Now we're at the point where we're even training the episcopacy, where we have episcopal trainings and lessons for bishops and upper executive leadership in the church. So we started that in 2002, and we still have classes that go on. We have successful programming and successful teaching that help people get from immaturity in Christ to maturity in Christ. And so Kairos University emphasizes that special moment in time that God allots for us to develop ourselves, to be catapulted by His Spirit as an influence to the world, to transform the culture into the kingdom of God. And so it is that university that we're building upon and growing with educational programs and resources very systematically. As you know, in about 4 or 5 years ago, the Lord gave a special endowment to me, to where He transmitted power for me to interpret things in a very systematic way, and I have a format to where I do it, and the Lord is blessing it, and He's empowering it and perfecting it, and so we're putting curriculums together and courses together to go along with that methodology which the Holy Spirit gave me. And that was moments in His glory that I received that. So that's one entity. Then we have the Ecclesia Ministry Coalition. As you know, years ago we had a YPA, which was a Young Preachers Association. We started that on a social media platform called Black Planet in 2001 or two. And we had 500 young preachers today. Well, there's a remnant of us that have always remained close. That never, you know, what happened was it got so big that we really couldn't form a cohesive union, because, of course, at that time, those young ministers were getting connected into their places and their bents in life. I mean, we were all from the ages of 35 to 16, so it was like 16 to 35-year-olds, and there was over 500 preachers who had joined the dialogues, and some of them got on the conference calls, and it was a very, very successful endeavor. But we just didn't have at that time the technology or the resources to kind of keep that organization mobilized and empowered. So through time, I've revamped that fellowship, and I've done a lot of study on ministerial fellowships and things like that, and we have not only relaunched it, but we have reformatted it to where it's a very, very solution-oriented group. And now we're not only young, we're incorporating all types of ministries, para-ministries, pastoral ministries, apostolic networks, where people are actually going and pioneering fellowships within our fellowship. So we have people that are apostles that are that we're supporting to help to build and to organize their fellowships so they can be successful. So Ecclesia Ministry Coalition is a powerful ministers fellowship that we're encouraging. If you're a minister of the gospel, you want to get involved. Like I said, this is 20 years in the making. This is not something that's been done overnight. We have proven track record of excellence, and we are excelling in the grace of the glory of God. We're going from faith to faith and glory to glory. So I've told you about our educational program. I told you about our ministry program. I haven't talked to you about our Urban Glory Music Association. And whether you know it or not, last night was sponsored by the Urban Glory Music Association, which we feature our we have a Music Monday once a month, but not only that, we have a music association that is excellent. We have about 21 artists and ministry musicians and artists that help with the organization's events, not only with the organization's events, but we collaborate and network and support one another. And it's amazing the collaborations and the networking that takes place in that particular fellowship. I've given the reins over to my lovely wife, who has done an excellent job in creating a synergy and a strategy for the Music and the Arts Association to collaborate and contribute to the kingdom of God. And if you're looking for some excellent musicians and some ministers of music and some artists through spoken word, through dance, through poetry, look no further. We have a great library and resources of God's Spirit-led anointed vessels that are about the Father's business. And, of course, they have a music mixer every year to showcase their talents and their events. Then we also have musical awarenesses. We are connected with several award shows, and we are involved in the life of the music world and influences, and God has even expanded our influence by connecting to radio platforms and also getting information and key information to help artists develop their skills in excellence and collaborate with greatness and actually achieve the goals that they set out to achieve. So it's a great music association. It's only 2 years old. God is blessing, and we're empowering ourselves, and it's a blessing. And I want to encourage you to inquire of Selena Olivia or Urban Glory Campaigns Music Association. Look it up. Google us. We'll get you information that you need. If you have questions, if you're an artist, that's the place to go and get some answers to. If you play an instrument and you would like to be used in the church, that's the place to go to. We know plenty of churches that need musicians. We know plenty of churches that need help. Let us give you wisdom and insight on how to establish contracts, how to collaborate and produce products, how to develop your vocal abilities. We even have vocal coaching classes. Selena Olivia music ministry is outstanding, and she has some great vocal coaching things. We have vocal coaches, we have music coaches, we have recording studios that we have access and recommend, and we have mentoring active, successful artists and musicians and leaders in the church world. We're bridging that gap and bringing those worlds together and connecting you to greatness. So that's been an exciting project. And every year we have expanded. This year we were able to see some of our members actually in a program, an award show program that they're going to be featured in later this year in celebration of their education, for educating themselves in the music industry. And so it's exciting to see that some of our connections are collaborating for greatness. And so there's more, and there is absolutely more in store for the organization. So that's one of them. We've given you the Ecclesia Ministry Coalition, Kairos Christian University, Urban Glory Music Association. We have Ecclesia Business Network, or Ecclesia Management Services, EMS, which is the administrative component of the organization. You know, we have business seminars. We actually did a business seminar at our summit, and we're going to actually make an entire conference out of it. We have an awesome board of directors, and they're going to be collaborating with us and also providing materials and training. I'm telling you, there's resources out here that you need to get connected to. If you have a dream, a vision, leadership, I'm doing some classes. Matter of fact, coming in March. I'm doing an executive ministry leadership course, and it's going to be a two-hour, three-part series, which is going to be 6 hours in total, where I'm going to be dealing with some, I'm going to give out some key information on how to become a ministry executive. And it's going to be awesome. If you're called in the ministry, you have a ministry in the church, you need to be a part of that. It is a cost, but it's an awesome opportunity, and of course it's sponsored by the Ecclesia Management Services, which is also the administrative component of Urban Glory Campaigns. All the administrative services, as far as our marketing, I know you've seen a bump up in our marketing banners and things. It's really taken another level. And we still have information that we're sitting on that we haven't released yet, that we're developing and refining, going over some things like that. So this has become an informant, because I want you to know Urban Glory has a lot of resources. We're 20 years old, and if you just think that we're a radio broadcast that comes on twice a week, you're sadly mistaken. As a matter of fact, even with the success of the platform that we've been on, with 45,000 downloads and beyond, we're just 5,000 away from our 50,000 goal. We're already in motion to amplify and expand our platform by developing a 24-hour radio broadcast center, and then also getting on to less terrestrial radio programs and format in various communities. And so that is an awesome component that's also under the governance of our organization. Now, in addition to the Ecclesia Management Services, the Kairos Christian University, the Music Association, these are our five major components, the Ministerial Fellowship. Last but not least, I haven't said much about this, but we are in motion, and we are in aggressive pursuit of church planting. I am a church planter. I have planted a ministry before, and I've assisted in people's church ministries. And so at this time, the Lord has really been prepping me for the pastoral work. Selena and I will pastor together. And it's an awesome opportunity for especially the Aberdeen and the Hartford community area to really grasp. We're going to begin the Bible studies this year, and we have a strategic agenda for establishing a couple of churches in the Washington, D.C. metro area and beyond. So we are excited, and as a matter of fact, God is really, really establishing that in our hearts. And so we have a church planning that we're calling Enlightenment Church. And so it's going to be an awesome movement. You haven't experienced church like that. It's church on the next level. Amen. And I'm excited about how the Lord is going to build that community of faith. And so I wanted to tell you, this is our 20th year. It's 20 years and beyond. There's some things that we're doing this year as far as the church planning is concerned, expanding our platform to wider ranges, and collaborating with greatness and doing some networking and things. This is what I wanted to share with you. I wanted to share with you that Urban Glory is on a mission. We have a mandate, and we're moving, but we're moving because we have momentum. And so in the last few minutes, I want to share with you what the Holy Spirit gave me a while ago about momentum. You know, we have to make moves that keeps our momentums in ministry mobilized, and we have to do this by continually and pursuing after God's perfect will. And you know, Jesus said, "I am about my Father's business." When he came on the earth and he walked on the earth, he walked on the earth in expectation to fulfill the will of God for his life. And the effect of his will being fulfilled and his pursuit and his passionate pursuit to fulfill the will of God, as many as call upon the name of the Lord, what happens? They shall be saved. You know, I was looking at a quote today that said that someone's future is hanging in the balance, waiting on you to fulfill your God-given assignment. So don't hold up somebody else's assignment by not fulfilling yours. We have been placed on the earth to contribute and to add momentum to the plan and the agenda of God. God's big ideas, God's kingdom, God's power, God's throne. God is full of signs and wonders, and he is looking for people on the earth to show himself strong. What would I encourage you to do after 20 years of ministry? I told somebody this year when I turned 26 in the ministry, and I'm in my 30s now in life, and I'm going toward my mid 30s, but I'm in my early 30s still. And when the Lord had called me at 7 years old and told me what to do and how to go about things, people discouraged me. People told me I was everything but a child of God. I even had personal family members tell me they thought I wasn't called. Yet I was preaching the gospel. I helped even those people that discouraged me, encourage them to pursue their ministry. And they know who they are, praise the Lord. But it doesn't matter, because, you know, when you perform for God, it don't matter what no one say to you. When you know that you have heard from on high and you've done what God has called you to do, nothing will separate you. And listen, it won't shake you either. God, when God empowers you and calls you and enlightens you, he'll give you grace for the path that's at hand. And so in this, I want you to keep momentum, because in life you're going to face circumstances that are contrary to the mandate and the map that God has given you. But you got to keep that picture in mind. I hear the scriptures say, write the vision and make it plain so that he that reason could run thereby. I knew at a young age years ago to write the vision and to continue to speak the vision. I spoke, and anytime I entertained someone as a friend, told them about the ministry ambitions and ideals that I had and the things that I want to see come to pass, told them about the dreams. And I've seen partial sparks of the reality of those things, but I'm hungering and thirsting after righteousness to see even more of the plan come to pass. And yes, we've achieved a lot by pursuing and being persistent and having a plan and having a passion to fulfill the plan of God. There's a blessing in the compliance to being established in what God has ordained and enlightened you to do. Tell somebody he got his kudos back. I've been under attack all February, but God has given me the strength to say this. And I want to encourage you that you got to mind your motive for pursuing your ministry agenda. You got to follow the mission and fulfill the mandate on your life. You got to focus on the voice of the Holy Spirit that gave you the wherewithal to achieve God's will. Secondly, you got to make certain that you develop the maturity needed for ministry. This is how you maintain your motive. You organize your personal life. You operate in integrity, and you overcome common offenses, because there will be people there set to offend you. As many times as, and I tell you, in 20 years of preaching, I work with various ministries, from small ministries to larger ministries. I've fought with the biggest ones, and I've fought with the smallest ones. I've seen God's hand on my life, but you know what? The Lord's work is not only in saving power, but it's also in keeping power. That after having done all you've done, to stand with your loins girded with truth. See, when you're embedded in the truth and the plan of God, and you're organizing, you're organizing, you're operating in integrity and excellence, and you're overcoming common offenses, you will see God's hand unfold in your life. But I want to encourage you also that you got to maximize your mindset with academic quality and exposure. You can't just do this on your own. You got to get educated. You got to find out if God giving you a plan and provision. You got to sit down and count the cost. You got to masterfully learn your craft. You got to make it a point to learn management skills, and you got to make sure that you're advancing in every moment. Don't allow one moment to go by without fulfilling and achieving God's will. I got to hurry up. But fourthly, you got to maintain your marriage and social life, and balance and boundaries. So you might not be married, but you might be thinking about marriage. You got to develop and establish healthy relationships. Because God uses people to connect you to the plan and the path that he has for your life. So you got to secure marriage issues without, especially with ministries, we don't tend to focus on our marriage and our family life. We got to sanctify our social life and establish sound practices. We got to set aside true to, time to be sexually educated and socially active, because we're in a high sexually crazed world where they have hypersexuality and they're doing all kinds of things out of passions without proper perspective. And that's maintaining these boundaries and these social life boundaries, because that's what Urban Glory was all about. We're saying, hey, not only are you going to be in ministry, but we're going to be involved in one another's life. We're going to connect. We're going to have fellowship. We're going to find favor with God and men. So also in doing that, fifthly, we want to mobilize a strategy force for excellence in methodology, because you just can't do life any old kind of way. You can't do ministry any old kind of way. What would I encourage people? In 20 years, I've seen people do a lot of things, but see, time always has a way of telling who's genuine and who's effective. And there's a thing as having a form of godliness, but then you're lacking power needed to sustain you in the time where it seems like godliness is not enough. So I want to encourage you to mobilize a strategy. Make ground rules for your ministry communication and your communication life. It may not be ministry for you, but it could be living. Then you got to maintain a progressive approach to making ministry relative. Then you got to then lastly, you got to make every effort to please God in all your ways. Now, sixthly, the way these are going to happen is going through maintaining momentum. You're going to have to be mentored. You're going to have to be mentored. And you're going to need some personal discipline and development through excellence of other people's ministries. What you make happen for other men, God will make happen for you. You got to develop accountability. You got to depend on the Holy Spirit to reveal real ministry friends. And you got to deprogram yourself from the claws of erroneous isolation. Because a lot of people try to do things on your own. If you could have done it on your own, God would have made you a loner. But he made you dependent and interdependent upon one another to see that your ministry and your life missions come to pass. So in the last few minutes, I want to encourage you. Urban Glory is a place to connect to. You don't know all of what we do. I couldn't tell you in a 30-minute program or a 40-minute program, for that matter, how to achieve a true connection to our organization, because there's many different ways you can participate. And it's more than just listening to this broadcast and downloading a lesson. It's getting involved. And I want to encourage you that we're open with open arms saying, come on in, be a part. Let me find out what your gift is. Let me see how we can connect and collaborate for greatness sake. And so lastly, but not leastly, I want to motivate everybody to maintain fellowship with the Holy Spirit, because it's the Holy Spirit that synchronizes us and synergizes us and sets us apart for God's use. We have to make the world. We have to make the world, the word root reality, wealthy by living holy. We have to make it a point to empower our prayer life, so that we can keep our communication with God, and that we have to make a regular period of reflection and faith examinations to see that we maintain our momentum. Did you get my momentum message today? I pray you did, and if not, you just download it and listen to it again. 7 points on keeping your momentum. And these are the things that I've learned in the 20 years of being an organization. It's amazing to me that it's 20 years, 1996 to 2016. Look at what the favor of God is. Young man in his 30s with a team of excellent. I have our executive team, a board of directors, two fellowships, a church plan on the way. Just because I decided in 1989 to do what God has called me to do. And my encouragement in life is to serve this present age, my calling to fulfill with all thy powers engaged to do thy master's will. To have that passion that is steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that my labor is not in vain. And my encouragement to you is that I've seen the Lord do wonders before my eyes. I've tasted and seen that he's good, that I've known that if you stick to him and that you trust him, that keep him at his word, he will see you through. He will empower your steps. He will make ways out of no ways. He'll make water in the desert. He'll move mountains for you by faith through the mustard seed of faith. He'll cause the waters and the tides of pressures to part so you can walk on dry land. God is able. Oh, yes, he's able. I'm sorry to preach to you, but I know that he's able because I've seen him work in my life. I've seen him heal my body. I've seen him give sanity to my mind. I've seen him put food on my table, clothes on my back. I've seen him do exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask, think, or imagine. And I still have a fervor in me because I know that the best is yet to come. I know that he's still on the throne. I know that prayer changes things and that if you walk with the Lord, everything will be all right. It's an encouragement today to be able to share with you 20 years later that this ministry has just begun, that we're beginning to do things that are going to make unprecedented marks on history that cannot be denied. Join the revolution. It may not be this ministry, but you do your ministry. Make foolproof of your ministry. Make your calling and election sure. But always keep your motive pure before God and be available to be used of him mightily and watch God work wonders before your eyes. I'm out of time. I'm not out of content. This has been a special commentary, and I pray that you are blessed by the information that was transmitted today. I trust that whatever you set your hands to do, you will do, because greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. God bless you and have a wonderful evening.